Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The County Drug Task Force assisted the Drug Enforcement Agency with its investigation into a marijuana growing and sales operation with ties between Utah and Humboldt County. The DEA has been investigating the case for 3 years, and several Humboldt County residents were named in indictments in federal court in Salt Lake City. During the investigation in Humboldt County last week, agents arrested 63-year-old Utah resident Michael Stallings at his residence in Willow Creek. Officers confiscated more than 600 marijuana plants, processed marijuana, and 3 firearms. A follow-up investigation led agents to the residence of 32-year-old Paul Diller on Children's Avenue in McKinleyville. Diller was arrested on a federal warrant as well, and a search of his residence and a storage unit in Fortuna connected to Diller turned up another 800 growing plants, 10 pounds of processed weed, 4 firearms, a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, and $7,900 in cash. In addition to the McKinleyville and Fortuna searches, agents also searched a freshwater property connected to Diller and confiscated 2 more motorcycles, an ATV, and a utility trailer. More arrests are expected to be made in connection with the investigation. On Saturday, the sheriff's office received a call from a male residing in the 1700 block of Lime Avenue in McKinleyville who reported that his house was shot at. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned that 42-year-old McKinleyville resident Michael Robitaille came to the victim's residence and knocked on the door. The victim then heard a gunshot and saw Robitaille leave. Afterwards, he saw a bullet hole in the metal front door. Deputies located Robitaille in the 2400 block of Penn Avenue in McKinleyville, and he denied shooting into the residence. Robitaille was arrested for shooting into an inhabited building, and he was transported to county jail. Arcata police responded to a report of a burglary at the Chevron station on Gentoli Lane at just past 3 o'clock this morning and spotted a man fleeing the business. Officers quickly apprehended 27-year-old Stephen Hansen after a short foot pursuit, and he was arrested and booked into county jail on a burglary charge. A review of surveillance footage showed Hansen using a rock to break the glass doors and then entering the gas station and stealing items. The same method was used to burglarize the same gas station on May 31st, and officers have identified Hansen as the suspect in that burglary as well. On Sunday morning, Fortuna police officers were dispatched to the 400 block of 11th Street on a report of a family dispute involving 40-year-old Sheila Ayub and her daughter. After responding to the incident, officers were able to get both parties to resolve the dispute, but a follow-up investigation led to the confiscation of processed marijuana and resulted in Ayub's arrest. A search of the residence conducted after an officer saw Ayub with bags of marijuana turned up 8 pounds of processed bud, $14,000 in cash, 10 pounds of untrimmed marijuana plants, and materials consistent with the packaging and sale of marijuana. Ayub was booked on several charges, including possession and possession for sale. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the issues facing Humboldt County is the high cost of air travel. Prices for airplane tickets to and from the recently named California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport are expensive, creating problems for business people whose work requires them to travel. Because it is so expensive to fly in and out of Humboldt County, the business climate suffers, as Redwood Capital Bank CEO John Dalby explains.
I mean, I know of people that want to live here, but because their occupations require travel, they can't be here. So, you know, you're seeing an exodus of certain types of jobs in industry because there's a lot of travel required in what they do.
On the positive side, according to Dalby's sources, the airport is in talks to acquire connections to new destinations.
And so we do have, I'm not going to name who they are, but we do have some airlines that are talking about adding some connections for us. So, for instance, Los Angeles is again back on as a possibility. San Diego, Seattle, Portland, Denver, and Las Vegas.
For more information, contact the Public Works Department. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.